accession number 18250, Reel 4.
Everywhere was that wet. You see, the tanks couldn't move so well except on the roads.
Yeah.
And they found the fault of trying to move in Holland.
Yeah.
Because unless you were on the road, you couldn't move even September.
Yeah.
And you were cocked up.
Yeah.
You were like sticking your hand up like that and asking to be shot.
Because the roads were up.
The roads were up.
Above the sort of
ground. Well, it was above the ground, you see. Yeah. But, drainage.
Yeah.
And see, and
yeah, that's right. So
you were empty. If you wanted to go forward, you went out to use roads.
Yeah, so because it was November time, that's really why.
Yeah,
because there was nothing else to do.
You're doing a bit of probing.
Yeah.
Used to send patrols out.
Yeah.
He used to do the same.
Yeah.
Bit of shelling.
Yeah. Was that, you know, at night time? I mean, I can't imagine doing that sort of thing, because I guess that, to me, it would be quite frightening, that, to go out at night. You know, it's dark and it's wet and it's cold and you're probably hungry as well, and there's someone possibly around the next corner that's going to take a pot shot at you.
Yeah, well,
so I guess it must have been quite frightening, really.
Well, yeah, I think that's why Abbey used to come to the same lads, because he knew them.
Yeah.
Are you all right, love?
Yes, I am, just going for a little walk.
Are you?
Yeah.
Don't trip over the wall.
I know where you're going as well. Yeah. Well, you know where you're going. Yeah, and I think that's why Abbey Lecoq, Woodchopper Woody, he used to send for the same lad. He used to send his batman.
Yeah. And you always went, did you?
I used to be a few arguments with him.
Yeah. What, me again?
Well, it wasn't so much that. It was cold, I used to say, than any room up.
Yeah.
And if you used to say, well, I don't know, you say, well, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I think I used to drink more of his whiskey and gin ration than he did. Bill Ealy was quiet, he wouldn't say so much.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Bill, but I used to say, we're not going there with Bill unless there's some rum ration up. Well, he couldn't only always get it, you know. It come from MO.
Oh, right.
In your own ration.
Yeah.
And it was only if the MO thought that you were... Either the weather was bad enough or the job you were going to do entitled you to it.
Yeah. But wasn't there that sort of stuff lying around, like a bottle of cognac here and a bottle of this there, and it wasn't lying around?
No. Very, very rare.
Yeah.
In France, a couple of bottles of champagne in my time, like...
Yeah, yeah.
That was down towards Falaise.
Yes.
And up till that, no, there was nothing much knocking about. Antwerp, we got a few bottles of red wine given.
Yeah, yeah.
And can't say I saw a lot of spirit.
No.
Only...
Surprise.
We never got a ration. We used to get one bottle of beer. But nothing back come
so
up once a fortnight.
What's the rum ration you read about here sometimes in the books?
Yeah,
was that officers only then?
No. Rum ration was sent up.
Yeah.
When the MO, if you'd had a rough time weather-wise,
oh, right.
Or you'd had a rough time knocking about to steady you.
Yeah. But for morale and make you feel better.
Well, it used to calm,
to
steady the nerves a bit.
Yeah.
And they used to send it up, and the MO used to work out what strength you got it at.
Oh, right.
Because we had it, it was neat.
Yeah.
It was like treacle, you know.
Yeah.
Thick, black.
Yeah.
And he used to mix it with so much water when he sent it up.
Right.
He used to mix 2 to 1 sometimes, you know, 2 water to 1 rum.
Well, was that normal? I mean, or was that just in your battalion, or did they all
do
it that
way? No, I think it was all the same. It was
right through the army.
Through the army.
Mm-hmm.
You'd know. Now, Navy had a rum ration.
Yeah.
Daily.
Yeah.
Whether they were in action or not.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Right.
I can never remember getting rum when we weren't in action.
Yeah.
And you didn't get it every day. If you were going in and it was cold, wet night, you'd come round. It was only at the spoon.
Yeah.
When they used to come round in dark, you used to open your mouth and you used to throw it behind your throat, you know, and then...
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They didn't come in a glass, in a decanter.
No, sometimes you had the Geordie.
Yeah.
Don't want so many of you left, said it made you would give you a Geordie and you stuck it over you. And you used to stick it your tummy tend, yeah. So you can have a breathe.
Yeah.
Never go to soak.
Oh, I didn't know he used to do that with a spoon and throw it down the throat.
Yeah, he used to.
Like compulsory.
He used to have your onion, you used to get it in a mess tin, so you had a cup.
Yeah.
You dig in and just throw it like that up your mouth.
Yeah.
And throw it in. Sergeant Major Montgomery knew me in dark.
Yeah.
But I used to keep saying thank you. And if you said thank you, you would then start to do another spoonful, you say.
Yeah.
And you would say, oh, bugger off that kitchen. In dark. Yeah. Let me say it twice, you know, I'd get three rations. And they say, bugger off that kitchen. you knew me.
The other thing I would think that's important in that situation around there, you know, because apart from the patrols, I guess it was a bit boring apart from that part, wasn't it? It was wet, it was miserable, it was a bit boring. So the other thing was your food side, wasn't it? You didn't have to be there. Because if that wasn't, you were hungry as well, you would have felt terrible, wouldn't you?
Well, this was why we used to kill a chicken if we could, or even boil some potatoes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Use some boiled potatoes to fill you up.
That's right.
Make a soup.
Yeah.
So many a time, you know, with neck and gizzard and all them.
Yeah, that's right.
We used to stick them in the pot and any gravy out that was left after you boiled your chicken.
Yeah, my chicken soup.
We used to put veg in at night.
Yeah. Chicken soup, you know, the Jewish people think that's the cure all, don't they? Chicken soup for anything. Yeah. Any coughs, colds and things that give them chicken soup.
Yeah.
So you must have been pretty pleased to get out of there then, out of that area.
Well, when we come out for a rest from there, and when we were down there, I got bitten by a horse beetle. Under which, on the earlobes.
Yeah.
And it broke out with the muck and that, because it wasn't washed properly.
Yeah.
And, well, they went for the rest, I went in hospital.
Mm.
And I was in hospital for Leopoldsburg.
Mm.
For, I would say, about 7 days in hospital.
Mm.
I went in there and he said, oh, it's so curious that. He said, if we hadn't had penicillin, and penicillin was turning on. He said, you would have gone home. He said, you're lucky. I said, lucky? I said, I didn't come down no lucky. I said, if I could have gone home, I said, I'd have gone home. Well, he said, it might have took 2 months, he said, to cure you under all treatment.
Really?
I said, I wouldn't have given a damn if it took 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, you know, I said, you've never been up where we've just come from.
Yeah.
He said, he was amazed. He said, don't you answer back. He said, I'm saying you're lucky. And I said, I'm bloody unlucky.
Yes, yeah.
I said, I said, from Normandy. I said, now I said, December.
Mm.
It was November. It was coming up in December.
Mm.
And I said, we've been at it. I said, all the time.
Mm.
I said, you want to have a go up there, mate?
Mm.
He said, I'm a major. I said, I know. I said, I'm telling you, you want to go up there, mate. I said, never pick up a door. I said, I think I'm lucky coming in hospital for a week, sir.
So is that what he court martialed you or something, or whatever they do? No.
He didn't.
Slap your wrist?
No. Matron, whoever it was, sister, she was quite young. And she said, doctor, she said, I think he's quite right, you know. I don't think it'll be very pleasant up there. I said, look, I said, I'm in infantry, you know.
Yeah.
I said, not a bloody car water. I said, these 5 miles back.
Yeah, yeah.
And at Burgley Airport, in November, right?
Yeah.
End of November.
Yeah.
In Marquees.
Oh, they were?
We were.
Oh, you were?
They were in building.
Right.
We were in Marquees.
Where was that end of November?
Burgley Airport. Leopoldsburg.
Leopoldsburg, right. Yeah. Okay, and that was the end of November. After you've come out of that area, basically, you went to
they come out for a rest, and then they went back. I think they come off these canals, and we went back on when I joined them again.
Yeah.
They were actually on the Mars itself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But they, for the rest place, they went to Wirtz.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
We come back, and as soon as I come back, I would see them all.
Yeah.
I've been going back.
yeah.
every night, yeah. have this, and he put this sulfur tires on,
yeah.
on me.
Yeah.
You know, when yeah. it was getting worse, it was indulging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, oh, it was all right down here. I didn't yeah. even see some marks still there.
Yeah, there are some marks there, but yeah. Yeah,
oh, right.
yeah, yeah,
they couldn't fasten me.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were there. I was there for about a week.
Yeah. But so.
Yeah, I was there for about a week, and then I got a few days convalescent.
Yeah.
I was cured in a week anyway. I got a few days convalescent, then we went to Tolling Unit.
Yeah.
We got sent back, and we went down on Mars.
Right. Okay.
I joined them back on Mars.
Toward the end of the Mars, because you left the Mars on about the 27th of where?
20th of December, I would say.
Oh yeah, sorry, 16th of December.
Yeah, I know.
16th of December.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were then. Well, the idea then was you were going to
rest.
You were going to prepare for Rhineland and Reichwald.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course, all that came to an end
yeah.
because the Germans went through in the Ardennes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we come out, and the 15 Scottish arrived us.
Yeah.
And we were coming out for Christmas.
Yeah.
And we were going back to let them have New Year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We were yeah. coming out for just Christmas.
Yeah.
To go back.
Yeah.
To let them have New Year, and then. We were taking our turns in training.
Right.
We started, and we got come out for Christmas and finished up in Ardennes.
Yeah, that's right. Right, so after leaving, what was the last place, Bob? De Meurs?
The
Mar. Mars. Yeah. Mars. So after leaving there, you were you went up to a place called Turnhout. Just outside Turnhout, which was near Antwerp area,
yeah, yeah.
in preparation for going through Reichwald, but that was cancelled because the Germans came through with their Ardennes offensive, which was the Battle of the Bulge, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So therefore, you were put into that situation, and they moved you then further south to a place called Leuven,
yeah.
which was an area waiting, I guess, for the Germans to come through.
Yeah, yeah.
But from there, they didn't come through that far, so you were sent further forward into an area around, yeah, to stop
yeah.
them. And
because they were still coming.
Yeah.
They were still
okay.
coming when we got down.
So there were a lot of Americans around here, Bob, were there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We took over some Americans.
Yeah.
And I was on advance party going down. Well, not advance party. Takeover party, if you
mm-hmm.
will.
Mm-hmm.
One per platoon, three per company went
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
We went down there and with Leacock.
Mm.
And I think it was Captain Leacock was in still in Air Company.
Mm.
I know Setri was our major.
Yeah,
I think.
Was Setri with you all the way through, by the way?
But he was in B Company, I think.
Oh, right, yeah.
Up till
he got wounded over the Rhine.
Yeah,
somewhere.
But he was with us. He joined us when Burden left the battalion.
Right.
Griff.
Hmm.
He was made up second in command at battalion because
yeah.
second in command went with him as another man
right.
over ages.
Right. Right.
Ozzie de Burg.
Right.
And when we went down, as I say, we went up to it with a Billy Cop. We went, there was only one per platoon
yeah.
in A Company, so there were three of us and went down in the Jeep. Oh, the roads were terrible.
I see.
It was and cold.
Yeah.
And we took over off the Yanks and then we had to start attacking.
Mm.
Mm. Start attacking and we lost a lot of men.
Yeah. Well, I know you did, because I know at the end of that...
there were 60 waiting for the Air Company.
I know, well, yeah. I know at the end of that, because shortly after that, my uncle joined the battalion.
Mm.
But I know... Yeah, and I know that you needed at Huy,
yeah.
which was just after the Ardennes, about 240 replacements.
Yeah, well, there were 60 for our company.
Yeah, right.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting when we got back.
Yeah. But wasn't there some fighting on some snowy slopes or something down there or something
yeah.
or other that I seem to have
Yeah, I don't know what villages.
No.
But A Company, last time A Company put in an attack, there were 25 men went into the attack.
Mm.
And that's how many casualties they had.
Mm.
And there's quite a few with snow.
Yeah.
Frostbite.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Because you didn't have any winter clothes, did you?
Well, we just had a leather jerkin. That was all in your overcoat.
Yeah, yeah.
Your gasket was as good as out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We used to use gasket. You know, it kept wind out.
Yeah.
It was good insulation.
Yeah.
It kept the water out for a start.
Yeah. What sort of Germans were down there? I mean, they must have been pretty good guys.
Quite
troops.
A lot of young ones.
Yeah.
A lot of Hitler youth and Luftwaffe regiment, you know, they like paddock troops and Hitler youth.
And was there a lot of evidence of previous fighting down there in that area, or there was?
Well, there was a lot of Yankee abandoned tanks.
Yankee abandoned ones, Shermans, presumably.
Yeah, there was quite a lot of the new King Tiger.
Yeah.
A massive tank, but the same again, they could only keep the roads.
Yeah.
Once they were able to get the Air Force in, you know, and attack the roads, there weren't much.
I think what happened was, when that attack first went in, the Ardennes, I think the weather was bad.
Was bad.
So therefore the Air Force couldn't get in there.
Couldn't do
nothing,
no.
Yeah, so it was quite successful to start with.
It was a good move. If they'd have been able to make the... If they'd have got to Liège.
Yeah.
Here. They'd have got over the river there at Liège.
Yeah.
They weren't too far, and they were good roads.
Yeah.
From Liège, because that was quite a main centre over that river.
Right.
I don't know. Oh, they have a name for it.
At Liège, it probably says on there the Ouths or something. Does that say? O-U-T-H-E. Does that say there?
Yeah.
Looks as though that may be the one that goes through there, is it? Ooh, I think it might be.
Yeah.
Oh, the Mars is here.
Yeah, Mars. They have a different name for Mars, haven't they?
Oh, have they?
Yeah. The Mars has two names and the Rhine has three, I think.
Ah, right, okay. I wouldn't know what that name is then.
There's this big river there. I think it's the Rhine going down.
Yeah, yeah.
Myself, I think it's working its way.
Yeah.
It's changing its name when it gets into Belgium. These things.
Yes.
And as I say, we went down there and Yanks.
Mm.
And British troops. We went down and Yankees. They were just demoralised.
Yeah.
I thought, anyway.
Yeah.
Only thing they wanted to do was get the hell out of it. Yeah, I know what we all wanted to do.
The Americans that were there when the Germans came through were very inexperienced and green American troops, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody used to say we...
But some to a lesser or more degree, because you weren't green by that stage, were you?
No.
But they'd not seen any fighting down there.
No, but I mean...
The defensive troops that were there.
When we were the same, when Judy started attacking in Normandy, we were green.
It
was only a counter-attack.
Yeah. Wasn't
it? They were dug in.
Yeah.
They were in defensive positions.
Yeah.
It wasn't as if they were going forward, caught on top of ground.
No, that's right.
And then driven back.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's right.
It was just, it was another bit of a cock-up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was some intelligence officers said that they were practicing they were getting ready for a big push until they wouldn't believe them.
Yeah, that's right.
Like the Arnhem job.
Yeah, yeah.
When Montgomery wouldn't believe the intelligence he was getting back that there was a German Armored Division there.
Refitting or something, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it don't matter, like...
No, but they're there. But they're there.
The only thing that they're coming back for is to have the engines overhauled and making sure the guns are all right and everything checked on.
Yeah, that's right.
And if they're short of men, possibly drop the load of men down and train them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, they were there, weren't they?
Yeah, sure.
And these were the same. They wouldn't take any notice of the intelligence.
Yeah.
So they just... Instead of stiffening the defences, just relaxed them.
Yeah, but didn't that offensive, the German offensive there, just run out of steam because to a great degree. Didn't they run out of petrol?
Petrol were one thing. They were expecting to take a lot.
Yeah, and they didn't.
Of dukes.
Yeah.
And they got some dukes to start with.
Yeah.
And Yankees stumbled to what they were after.
Yeah.
Petrol.
Yeah, because I think they started taking some prisoners down there.
Yeah.
And they found on the prisoners, the German prisoners, they found lengths of hose pipe.
Yeah, sadly.
And they didn't know what it was for initially, until they realised what it was for.
Sadly enough, any vehicle.
Yeah.
Until, yeah.
Right.
But I know we got a bit of a, well, I think they all did it.
Mm.
With the knocking about.
Mm.
And we went down on four TSVs, two carrying vehicles.
Mm.
We come back on our 3 1500 weights on top of our own kit.
You're talking about your
company.
Yeah. When were you made up, by the way? Hang on. When were you, because you started off private, didn't you, obviously?
Yeah, I would have finished a private if I could.
So when did they make you up into...
just before we crossed the Rhine.
That was later, okay. Yeah, so you're still a private at this stage.
When they were out for another rest, I got sent on a course.
Right, okay.
Seemed to miss all these rests.
Yeah.
Sent on a course.
Right.
So that was Setri.
Setri put you forward for that.
There was no put me forward. There was only him, and they said it made you come out of there, you know. There were not another NCO.
Right.
Out of Third Ends.
Right. Right.
Went in, lasted that, and there was Major Setri and Sergeant Major Montgomery.
Yeah.
And there was no Lance Corporals, Corporals.
Yeah.
Next one was a private.
Yeah. 25. That's been pretty hard, hard time down there, I think.
But yeah,
how long were you down here? I've got...
About 10 days, I don't know.
I've got a note here, it says, look, Ardennes, around the Hot and Greedmont area, which I think was where the most of the fighting was, between the 1st of January and the 8th of January.
Yeah, well, we've come out on the 10th.
About a week there.
So we've come out on the 10th.
Yeah. Yeah, because on the 10th you went back to Hui. Is that where you went to Hui?
That's we stopped at the village on the way and we chanced.
Yeah, you did. Here it is.
Yeah, we stopped somewhere on the way to get a wash and a shave. The only time in town we'd ordered not to
Havelange,
shave.
Havelange it was called.
To not to shave.
Right. Oh, I told you not to shave.
Not to shave on account of the cold.
The cold?
On account of the cold we were told not to shave.
Leave your beards on.
We had the beard on. And we come back and we were allowed to go into a barber shop. There was two or three barber shops and we got shaved there.
At where? Where about?
Well, that's where we pulled out, I don't know. We pulled out and we...
Yeah, after the Ardennes, after the fighting there on the 8th of January, you went to Havelange. You spent a day in Havelange.
Well, that was it.
They
clean it up, they call it.
Yeah.
And I know I went into a barber shop. Some tried to scrape the beard off. I went into a barber shop.
Yeah.
I had it done properly.
Yes, and feeling probably pretty lucky that you'd got out again of situation, spending a week down there.
Yeah, then we come to Wee.
Yeah.
And we went into a schoolhouse.
Yeah.
A school yard, I should say.
Yeah.
And in the schoolroom there was 60.
Yeah.
Waiting for A Company.
Yeah.
A Company, our cookhouse was in the school.
Right.
And we went in, as I say, and each platoon picked its got each amount of reinforcement.
Yeah.
20 apiece, I think, roughly.
Mm.
And then you were put into your section. I mean, I was in my section.
Yeah.
And we went into a house.
Yeah.
Then there was seven of us in.
Yeah.
And a lad called Tiny Reese. Now we finished war, did Tiny. There was Steve.
Mm.
I don't know whether his last name was Stevens.
Mm.
Or his first name, Steve we called
it. Yeah, it could be Steve.
It could have been somebody Stevens.
Yeah.
His name was Steve.
Yeah.
I know he was one in our company and he finished.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
Was Steve. And two other lads went into billet with me.
Yeah.
Them two come into billeted,
yeah, because the people that I know of your crowd now are all local people, aren't they? Obviously, because but at that time, they were from all over, weren't they?
From all over.
Yeah.
All over. The ones that's local from round there, and they've just started the media press because they are local.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we had lads who, I say, in Manchester.
Yeah.
Be getting ready, he lost a finger in Dead End.
Yeah.
Bill Ealy, he was from down Exeter.
Yeah.
From, I don't know where Exeter itself.
Yeah.
But they were from all over the country.
Yes.
Tiny Rees, I wouldn't know where he come from. I don't know whether he was born in Canada.
Mm.
And he come back to Wales.
Mm.
And he lived somewhere on Welsh border, as far as I know.
I was going to say to you, actually, Rees sounds like a Welsh name to me.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know whether he was born in Wales.
Yeah.
And he went to Canada and then come back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he come back to England from Canada.
Yeah.
England from Canada sometime.
Right.
Are you coming to again?
No.
Is everyone? I know.
I wonder if you want something to eat, won't you?
We will shortly.
Well, I'm defrosting that beef.
Oh, right. My goodness, mate.
Go on.
So Bob, from the Ardennes, where you left around, where are we? Yes, we left around the 10th, 9th of January, 8th, 9th of January,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
we left
about
there.
10th of January when we come out.
Yeah, you came out, you were 10th of January, you were at Wee, where you stayed for about 9 days,
yeah.
Didn't you, which was rest and relaxation.
Well, getting cleaned up.
And taking in lots of replacements, because you took in 240 replacements there.
Yeah, letting them get settled in.
Yeah, and then you moved on up to
Helmond
on the 19th of January, which was preparation for the Reichswald.
Reichswald, we didn't know what, we just knew we were training.
Right, and you stayed there, you were in Helmond training for from the 16th of January to the 6th of February.
Yeah.
Which was training, isn't
it? Yeah. We got a lot of we got new officers.
Yeah.
You know, making up.
Yeah.
New NCOs. We were going out every day. So it was for all the perhaps for young lads that joined us, it might have done them some good.
Mm.
But it was boring to us again.
Yeah, that's right.
Digging in snow again, you know, when you just left it.
Yeah.
We're learning how to use peat. They were.
Yeah. And tank weapons.
It appeared. I know there was one officer or big-headed, as usual, right from Octu, second lieutenant.
Right from where?
Octu, officer training college.
Got it, yeah.
And they come and I don't think he'd ever done out, been anywhere, he come straight to us. He was taking him on peat.
Yeah.
High angle.
Yeah.
Have you ever fired peat high angle, he would say.
Mm. He said to you?
No, he said, I'm going to train you on how to fire the peat high angle.
Yeah.
So he come, took your turn, you know. Had a long leg, you could extend your leg.
Yeah.
Fired, so you could fire it, instead of firing it flat, you could lift it up, put the butt down, and fire it more like a mortar.
Yeah.
Where he come to this, and we were behind a bit of a banking, once so big, and he had it here, and fired two, three. He comes and one just went to the other side, didn't explode.
Yeah.
You know, and the spigot itself just knocked it to the side of the bank.
Yeah.
That's all it went. Well, he was panicking. I was only a private time. New corporal we got in our lot.
Yeah.
He was, I don't know what said him, what he went with, there was a new corporal.
Yeah.
He looked and he said, what are you going to do now, sir? What are you going to do now? He said, I don't know. I said, ain't no gun cotton.
Yeah.
He said, gun cotton? I said, yeah, gun cotton. I said, when you come on these things, I said, you're supposed to carry a gun cotton with you, and a fuse, and a detonator.
Yeah.
And we're just a little, look like a cotton bobbin.
Yeah,
bigger,
oh, I know, yeah.
With a little hole in,
yeah.
Detonator, man, and a fuse.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Well, I said you should have done before you brought us out here. Well, you was a mouthy one, I wouldn't have said much.
Yeah.
He was a real mouthy one, and I said, well, I said you should have one, you know. And I said, you were responsible. I said, you can't leave it here.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, well, you better send somebody back for one. Well, I just said, that would show you up, won't it?
No, he's really feeling the good, isn't he?
I was turning because he tried to be bigger than me, you know.
Yeah.